Ed Beck grew up in Mobile, Alabama. In this StoryCorps piece, his wife Nancy asks him about a personal memoir he's writing and the changes he's made to it. Ed also reflects on his actions during the Jim Crow era and why he feels it's important to talk about that difficult time in U.S. history.
Ed, I know you're writing the story of your life for our children and our grandchildren. I also know that you had a first draft of that you weren't real pleased with. What did you change about it, and what did you learn?
What I realized was that I was telling the story from the point of view of a white person growing up in a white world and not mentioning all of the black people that had so much to do with my life. And that wasn't the correct story, and it's not the story I want to leave with my children.
You also grew up in the South during the Jim Crow era, and as a young person, what was your impressions of that world?
It was hard to understand some things. The black people we knew, we didn't call them black people, we called them colored people. That was thought to be the polite thing, and we were told colored and white water fountains, colored and white lines on the buses, colored people come to the back door, not to the front door, all of those very demeaning things. So the colored people that I knew were people that worked in our home. No white person called any black person by a title. There were no misters, misses, misses. All white people in the South called all colored people by their first names, even me, a little child.
When you went to college, did that make a difference?
I went to college in 1959 through 64. The civil rights movement was heating up. The things that I did were of not great import. Traveling around the state, there's usually a set of signs outside of towns, Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions, things like that, that sort of say, we're here, welcome, welcome. But a few times I would notice a Ku Klux Klan sign. They were terrifying things. They were hooded riders on hooded horses and little flaming crosses around the perimeter. They were scary looking. I knew that they were not saying you're welcome. They were saying you're not welcome if you're black, and we want you to know we're here. And that's what it said to me, and I thought how frightening and terrible. So some friends and I went in the night and took down a couple of those signs. And I've always felt glad that I did that, but I realized we were working in the dark of night like the Klan did, and we could have accomplished more and done more with our voices had we maybe been involved in a lunch sit-in or a protest or something. The people who were really to be admired were those freedom riders that were so mistreated and yelled at and hurt and some killed. So many people now didn't experience the Jim Crow period. To less and less extent, they experienced it. So I think it's important to talk about it and think about it and try to make up for it in some ways and pay forward some reparations for what all of us did and the pain that the black community has had to suffer and still does. We've made a lot of progress, but we hadn't made enough.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.